USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
United States inflation data hit a milestone high last month amid surging gas prices and skyrocketing rents, climbing to 8.5%. The Bureau of Labor Statistics reported Tuesday the highest rate since December of 1981 and an increase from February 7.9%. Former President Obama economic advisor Austin Goolsbee on Bloomberg.
It's a trailing average of the last 12 months. So 11 of the 12 months, we already know. All that happens is we drop off 1 month from a year ago, and all eyes really should be on what are those new months coming in and how high is inflation.
The Kremlin's propaganda machine has been working overtime. American intelligence officials are reporting Russia may use the Biden administration's support for Ukraine as a pretext to interfere in U.S. elections come November. We are USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
Before I started taking Balance of Nature, I was so exhausted, and they found nothing wrong. Everything was good, just no energy. For years, I was so worn out. Well, I want to tell you, Balance of Nature has been so good for me. I'm 84 years old, and I feel like I'm 30. I want to scream with happiness. I feel like I'm 30 years old now. So I want to thank Balance of Nature for everything, because this has been the best thing I've ever done.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
A massive lockdown in Shanghai, China has put roughly 26 million people in their homes by forceful Chinese government officials. No one is allowed to leave their residential compounds, even to buy food. Over the weekend, Dr. Anthony Fauci put COVID responsibility onto the people of America. Looks like Philadelphia, Pennsylvania didn't get that memo. Tim Berg reports.
Time to break out the masks again in Philadelphia. The city's health department reinstating a mask mandate for indoor public spaces as COVID-19 cases rise. But Health Commissioner Dr. Cheryl Bettengol says the uptick in cases does not have to upend daily life.
We do not believe that there's any reason to panic or to avoid activities we enjoy and that are important to us. Our city remains open. By wearing masks, we can continue to go about our daily lives and continue to take part in the life of our city without contributing to increasing transmission of COVID-19.
The mandate set to take effect April 18th.
We are USA Radio News.
The MyPillow.com clearance continues. Roll and go anywhere. MyPillow's $9.99. The body pillow, $39.99. And MyPillow bath sheets on sale, 50% off. Use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com/radio specials. You'll also get a free copy of Mike Lindell's book. MyPillow.com/radio specials. Use promo code USA or 1-800-951-8175.
Iran has added 24 U.S. officials and people to its blacklist of sanctioned individuals over charges of terrorism and violation of human rights of the Iranian people. The sanctions, U.S. officials called a campaign to bring Iran a new nuke deal. The Biden administration will end Title 42 on May 23rd. Louisiana Attorney General Jeff Landry says this is intentional by Biden to create chaos at the border.
But I think there's a number of reasons. Number one, it's important to put into context that Joe Biden and the entire Democrats' policy in regard to immigration. They don't care whether it's legal or illegal. They tend to wave on the side of illegality. In other words, they want to respect the rights of non-citizens, those trying to enter into this country illegally, than they do their own particular citizen. And this has been a case throughout America, whether you're dealing with sanctuary cities or whether you're dealing with Title 42. Because remember, many Americans are still subject to many COVID policies. If you get on an airplane, you have to wear a mask. Federal workers have to take a shot. Department of Defense employees, like our great men and women who serve in the Army, are being forced to be vaccinated, while non-citizens, they're just ignoring any of the COVID policies and saying, just come on in, let's create as much chaos as we can at the border.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.